Halftime, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Zach Peterson alongside as well. It's been a good first half, that's for certain. Canyon Lake leads it by a score of 13-7. This is kind of how it happened in that first half. The Hawks got the opening kickoff and marched it down to the Wimberley one-yard line on fourth down and goal. It was Micah St. John with a one-yard run. And then Lorette's extra point try, Trenton Lorette, hooked his extra point. And let's see if I've got the time. I didn't put write down the time. At any rate, Canyon Lake scores on the first drive of the football game. I believe there was 7:46, I think, left to play in that first quarter, and that is when Canyon Lake scored. Missed the extra point. Canyon Lake led it at that point by a score of 6-0. Hawks got on the board again on a Joseph Ruiz 5-yard run. This time Lorette's kick was good, and with 11:46 left to play in the second quarter, the Hawks led it by a score of 13-0. Then Lorette had a chance to push it to 16-0, but his 36-yard field goal was long enough, but it was wide left with 4:57 left to play in the second quarter, and the Hawks lead remained at 13-0 after that missed field goal. Wyatt Mann for the Texans, though, he came up with the play of the day. I say it was Wyatt Mann, but it was also JoJo Weeks. Weeks wanted to throw it out left side initially. That coverage was too good for him to go left, so he scrambled right, found Wyatt Mann on the right side, and then Wyatt caught it about 30 yards from the goal line and did his thing individually and carried that one on in to the end zone for a 39-yard touchdown from Weeks. That came with just 40 seconds left to play in the second quarter, and Nick Coles' extra point cut the lead to 13-7 again. Halftime here in Fisher at Hawk Stadium. Canyon Lake leading Wimberley by a score of 13-7. Stay with us, everybody. Our halftime show will continue after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberley and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here. Get there.
And by RE/MAX Real Properties, Allison J. Harwood, broker. Services for residential, farm and ranch, and investment properties in Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country. More info at remax.com/Wimberley.
Support from Wimberley Texan football comes from Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes and remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
We're back here at Canyon Lake High School in a barn burner. As Mike's been talking to you, Jared Robinson, Mike Blackwell here in Canyon Lake. We're going to throw it down a little bit here. The Wimberley High School band is on the field right now, and they got a special performance here this evening. So we're going to throw it down to the field and kind of let you listen. Rare chance for it here. So enjoy the halftime show. We'll be back here probably in about 5-6 minutes with some first half highlights and recaps.
Thank you. The Wimberly High School Texan Band is under the direction of John Weinberger, Brance Mosley, and Ryan Hall.
Great job right there by the Wimberly High School Band. If you haven't seen a performance, they come out and do. Mike, what is the what is the little dance called? The kind of the Polynesian style dance that they do.
Haiku or
I don't.
I should. I can show it.
I should.
Right now if you
oh no! Don't. No, that's not a good idea for either one of us. There's a decent chance that if either you or I do that, that they're going to kick us both out.
Did they do that?
They did.
Time?
They did. It was awesome, man. They had a competition last weekend. I believe it was in Dripping Springs. A friend of mine, his son Sheldon, plays on the drums or the drums with all the four of them out in front of you. I'm not really sure what they're called.
Snare drums.
I don't know. It's got four of them.
Yeah, I think.
And he's awesome. The whole band is awesome, but they do a phenomenal job. They had a contest last weekend, and I don't know the exact finish of what they did. Don Troyer, his friend of mine, I don't believe he stayed till the end because of an obligation that he had with his youth football program here in Wimberly that we have, and Canyon Lake has it too. We play Canyon Lake, and so it was but he did say they had a competition in Dripping Springs last week, and it sounded like they did pretty good. I know why, because that was a pretty awesome performance right there. So we'll.
Well, what you do is you kind of bend down like this.
Yeah, I don't think I could bend down that far without pulling a hamstring.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah. If we had four tiki torches up here, that's almost called a party.
It is, and yeah. Maybe had a pig rolling around underneath above a
with
fire
with a pineapple and an apple in his mouth, and
that'd be great.
If everybody out there could have seen, and I could have went Twitter live on what you just did.
Yeah, that was great. I think I pulled a hamstring.
I pulled a hamstring of some sort.
Well,
we're going to go to a break real quick. Again, it's going to be a long halftime. Here in Canyon Lake, about 15 minutes left. It is homecoming for Canyon Lake, so a little bit longer, and you guys get to hear our voice a little bit more as we talk about non-football things. But we're going to go to a break. We'll come back, talk about some football things, some stats. Zach Peterson's here with us. He's doing stats for us tonight, and so we thank him. We'll come back here in a moment, go through some of the stats, and look forward to the second half, talk about what to expect from the Wimberly Texans. You are listening. Tocoa 104.1 FM, a member of the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at byroneccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans!
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan, and the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com. And by 5-Star ER. 5-Star ER is not an urgent care center. It's a freestanding emergency room with the same care you'd expect from a traditional hospital ER. So when you need the ER, make it 5-Star. Across from HEB on 290 in Dripping Springs. Learn more at 5starer.com. And by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com.
Welcome back, Canyon Lake High School. Mike Blackwell, Jared Robinson here in a homecoming festivities, we'll call it, Mike, going on down here as they introduce the courts and got the what looks like to be the junior ROTC out there with the swords coming over the top of them. A pretty important moment for these kids in high school. Homecoming is always something that's a blast for them, and they couldn't really ask to be playing a better game right now if you're Canyon Lake High School. Mike, they've come out and really done exactly probably what their game plan was designed to do, which was run the ball, take time on the clock, and keep the ball out of Wimberly's hands.
I think you're right. I think you're right, Jared. They definitely have done that, and yet you look at the scoreboard, and it's a six-point game. I think part of what Doug Warren is going to say at halftime is, look, fellas, they've got us beat out of the 24 minutes in the first half. They probably had the ball 17 minutes, and they dominated us statistically. You know their rushing totals are far greater than Wimberly, and yet time of possession and rushing totals, that's not points, and that's not how you win a football game. You know what I mean? I think Doug Warren's telling his kids, hey, this is the worst we played all year, and we're trailing by 6 points. We probably feel pretty good about where we're at.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, we talked about Canyon Lake coming out and really establishing time of possession as they run the ball so well. And we've seen, I don't even know how many guys have rushed for them and had a lot of success. And if you're Doug Warren, you got to realize that towards the end of the first half, you did buckle down on some of those run plays, stopped them. The big pass interference, obviously, ended up being a missed field goal. But if you're the Wimberly Texans, you're exactly right. They got five rushes, long of 14 yards. Moss has got 33 yards, the only one that's been running the ball. Guy Kipperus hadn't touched the ball yet on the ground. So, you know, not a whole lot of rushing plays even there. JoJo's completed eight passes for 83 yards, and obviously the 39-yard touchdown to Wyatt Mann there almost the at the end of the first half. So as dismal as you have played up front, like
yeah.
You said, you really can't play any worse if you're the Wimberly Texans from what they normally see in that standpoint, and you're only down 6 points, and you're getting the ball after the first half.
Right, that's the thing. And to be able to score, I mean, how huge is that to be able to score with 40 seconds left to play in the first half and finally get on the board? You know, that was a big relief to Doug Warren and certainly a big relief to that offense, because JoJo hasn't been as effective as he has been all year long, and you know he wants to come out guns a-blazing in the second half and try to do some damage.
Yeah, he spread the ball out, and again, stats. Zach Peterson's been doing the stats for us up here, so we're going to kind of bring you some unofficial stats, we'll call it, as we sit here. But Cade Stover's got four catches. Gavin Martinez got one. Krebs has a couple catches. Wyatt Mann's got one. Matt Mitchell, early catch for the 21 yards there. So he's spread it out a little bit, but the drops, I think, have been probably something that the Texans are going to look to fix in the second half. We saw one from Krebs. We saw one from Martinez. We saw really two bad decisions, which we haven't seen at all from JoJo Weeks, and two balls that really had an opportunity not only to be picked off, but picked off and turned the other way for six for
right.
Canyon Lakes. Both of them dropped by Canyon Lake. So success and lucky, I guess, a little bit if you're the Wimberly Texans to even be in this ball game at this point. JoJo's got to make a little bit better decisions as he goes, and Texans just have to come up. You said it a minute ago. They got to come up with a big stop on defense to be able to turn that tide.
And we say it every week, but it's especially so when it's a six-point game. That first drive coming out at halftime after halftime is going to be so huge. I think the Texans have had some effectiveness running the ball, too. Jared, I think that they can run the ball more. They just haven't had the ball very often to do so. I think Moss Carruthers has been able to be fairly effective on the ground for the Texans. And, you know, I don't know. Even though Texans only have 7 points, I feel good about where they sit here tonight. It just seems like they've had kind of a down 24 minutes against a really, really good football team, and I look for the Texans to be a lot more explosive and a lot more effective offensively in the second half, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt, absolutely. And I do think that you're right on that, though. The running game, I do see that they're going to possibly to do some more things. Moss, again, five carries, averaging over 6.5 yards a carry, 6.6 yards a carry. We've seen the two or three that he's busted, one for 14, one for 10, that were really big plays at that point. One of them was on a second and 13 and gained 10 yards and carried some of the momentum into that scoring drive that the Texans ended up doing. So I do look for him to run the ball a little bit more And I look for JoJo to possibly maybe early on try to stretch the field as they really attempted these shorter passes. Pass plays, we've got, you know, 6 yards, negative 4 yards, one, negative three. So a lot of very short plays that never developed into anything for the Texans. I look for maybe a pump and go, you know, something of that nature, a stop and go for Gavin Martinez or Hayden Krebs for that matter. And but we'll see when they come out. Texans have obviously, we've said many times, got the opportunity to have an unbelievably explosive offense.
Boy, and that missed extra point is looming large right now. You know, at 13-7, you know that's big in that Canyon Lake locker room. Also, we should congratulate Parker Reno, a senior here at Canyon Lake. He got named the king, the homecoming king.
Hey.
How about that? They put a little crown on him and a sash. He didn't even have to go to the locker room to get hollered at by any of the coaches. He got to stay out here with the pretty girls and get a crown put on his head. That's a good halftime right there.
You know what? There's far worse in this world.
That's
come
right.
Out here and become the homecoming king is something he'll know forever.
And weren't you telling me, you have family listening back, I think you were telling me that your wife, about once or twice a week, puts a crown on your head and declares you the king of your family. Did I hear that wrong, or is that in fact the truth?
No, I'm not sure that I don't have a
king. You have
king.
No comment to that?
Well, I think this is the type of radio station we can't talk about those things.
Oh, that's right. That's exactly right.
I got some people that are listening out there. The Donnelly family listening out there again. They listen to us.
That's
right. I seem like every single week. The old Donnelly B&G over there, they're on the horn. I imagine there's quite a few people over there listening. He's got a little man cave, they call it, and it's they're listening. A lot of people out there listening to you. We encourage you to contact us and let us know where you're listening from.
And, yes, do that. And speaking of awards, I'm going to go ahead and give the blow-up run-through tunnel award to Canyon Lake this year.
That
thing is
awesome.
It's an eagle. And I don't know if I can describe this, but he's got smoke coming out of his mouth. That thing is awesome. It's got like the big talon sticking out, and then you got the big the golden wings flapping back. That thing's
they got like a fire extinguisher
great,
blowing
man.
Out of his mouth. Or
yeah,
something.
Look, there's
pretty
smoke
impressive.
Coming out of there, and I think it's making his face dark.
Yeah,
like they might need to get the fire department out here. I don't know.
there's two thing. Guys holding the wings, and they're flapping the wings back and forth, so the eagle looks like it's flying. I've never seen an eagle smoke out of its mouth, but
he's
it's
pulling
cool.
the wire and making it flap. If that thing takes off, we're going to really have a story. Good grief. How about that? The things that you know. Meanwhile, Wimberly just has the helmet over there. We need Doug Warren to step up his game on the whole run through the thing.
I'm a little concerned that helmet may blow off in this wind, too. Chad Gold's listening. I just got another message from out there. So y'all keep sending them in here. Let us know where you're listening from. And don't complain. Don't tell us how bad we're doing. But,
no, don't ever complain.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, all we want to hear is constructive and positive things.
That's right. 13-7 Canyon Lake with the lead here over Wimberly. Texans will get the ball to start the second half. Stay with us, everybody. We're back with more of a halftime show and the opening kickoff of the second half. After this brief timeout, you're listening to Texans football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from Seton Medical Center Hayes, providing advanced medical care to the residents of Wimberly and surrounding communities, with board-certified physicians and medical professionals on hand. Located at 6001 Kyle Parkway in Kyle. More information about cardiology services at seton.net/Hayes. Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberly and Kyle. More information at communicaresa.org.
Support comes from Austin Community College, providing professional training in healthcare, information technology, and other in-demand fields that transfer to UT and Texas State. More information at austincc.edu/spring. ACC is a Texas not-for-profit educational institution. Start here, get there.